Radio Now, Talia King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Joe is still out on vacation, for those wondering. At least that's what he's saying. We're expecting him to be back sometime early next week.
Yes.
But people have a lot of fears. There's a lot of things to be scared of. I have a friend, I didn't know this till they told me, they have a fear called chromatophobia.
What the hell is that?
Right, that's exactly what I said. And she's like, she's really scared of like loose change. Like, she doesn't like the feel of, like
it gives her anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
She's like, I don't
have that, but I get it.
I don't want any parts of that. But you got a new fear.
I found it. Okay.
Yes.
So first, this is how I want to do this. I'm going to paint a picture for you all. Okay. Right. Are you ready, producer Porkchop?
I'm ready. Is it Bob Ross style?
No. Nothing like that. Okay. So you're sitting on the couch watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you are reaching for your phone to text someone because you just saw something like a commercial on TV that you want to text someone about. And it's not there.
Your phone's not there.
No, you look under the pillow. It's not there. You look under your blanket. It's not there. It is not on the coffee table. It's not in your backpack or your purse.
Mm.
You look for, like, is it on the charger? It's not on the charger. Your phone is literally nowhere to be found. It's 5 minutes now. You're looking for your phone, and it's nowhere to be found. Then you remember that you ended up setting it on the table right by your front door because you had like a lot of stuff to carry in. So you find it.
Okay.
But what are you feeling in the moment during that 5 minutes when you can't find it?
That's high stress levels for me. It's a lot of anxiety, especially if I need it. Like I need to make a call or something.
You were just going to text about like a movie trailer.
Yeah. I mean, but if I'm looking for it with that much intent, like I'm looking everywhere, tearing up my whole house. Yeah. There's a lot of high anxiety levels there.
Yeah, this definitely happens to me. I get like a sinking feeling like in my throat or my stomach. Mm-hmm. And what I do, this goes the same exact for my car keys, my wallet, and my phone.
Yeah.
And it's if I'm driving in my car and I all of a sudden just like, if I feel like my pocket is empty, that's when it's like a drone effect. It's like, like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. And then I'll do like 2 seconds of like, please let it be there. Please let it be there. And then I'll tap, tap.
Yes.
And then it's there. And it's like, oh, thank God.
Right.
But if I do the tap, tap and it's not there, then it's like the double drone effect. And it's like, no. And yes, I do get that feeling.
Okay. Liv. So this means that you guys might suffer from nomophobia. So nomophobia is a fear of being without access to a working cell phone.
Mm.
And I have this.
I think everybody has this.
Bad. I one time was sitting in my apartment and my phone died. And I remembered I left my charger at the station. Like I left my charger here and my phone died. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what do I, like, I freaked out. And I was like, I need to do something right now. Like, I need to go buy a new charger. Like, I was like, I did not know what to do with myself. I was freaking out because, like, I didn't have my cell phone wasn't on.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, like, terrified, like, the most anxiety in the world. Like, I was like, freaking out.
Now, I would love to ask you this, Liv. My boyfriend Chase, he's from Northern Michigan, and I was just there for 4th of July. And where he lives in Northern Michigan, or where his family's from, rather, there's no service. You're in the middle of nowhere, but it's gorgeous. There's trees, there's lakes. It's like almost as if you're camping, and there's no service. Do you get this nomophobia feeling then?
It's hard to say because anytime I haven't had any service, it's normally when I'm on vacation. And like, I'll be fine on vacation. Like, I can go a full 24 hours of not looking at my phone when I'm on vacation.
Interesting.
And, or like I'm camping, but like, again, it's the same thing. So I don't know, like if it was just like a day-to-day thing, like where like every single day I wasn't going to have service like at my home,
okay.
I'd probably move. So it says, but so the nomophobia fear is a little different because it's not just like